talking about some of the things that are going on in the NBA, about Amare Stoudemire. It comes on now, and his mother says that George Raveling, try and take care, gave his mother some money. But I don't want to worry about it. I don't want to hit that right now. I want to hit Stoudemire with all the trouble and all the transfers he's had, and with all the focus now on these high school players going to the NBA. If you're an NBA team or a college, and he's on his way to college, either way, do you pick him, or is there too much baggage there? What do you do with a guy like that? Speaking of motivation and speaking of getting, keeping things clean, how in the world do you gamble a first pick or a lottery pick on a kid like that with all the trouble he's had?
Well, the bottom line is there's no doubt they're going to gamble. He's going to be a top five pick because of his power, his strength, and his potential, that magical word, potential. The problem, and I don't know Amare Stoudemire at all. I've never met him. I don't know the young man. I've just read so many conflicting things that just blow my mind. And I think the bottom line in his situation are all the leeches, are all the people around him that want a piece of him, and he's not able at his age to understand this and comprehend what is going on. I mean, I read a story yesterday that blew my mind up in Orlando, a story about the fact that a reverend is involved with him now, and the reverend's already served 3 terms, has gone back to prison for the 4th time. He's got involved with him, got rid of his AAU coach, didn't want him to take care of him. He was living with him, felt that he had other motives. And then he gets involved. He's got a PR agent who's a guy that's from out of Jacksonville. He comes on at a camp, brings out publicity pictures, bios, and he says now, well, I really don't want anything out of him. I just want the best for him. Well, I'd like to believe that. Mm-hmm. Then he's got a situation where his brother's in prison. His mother's been arrested, it said in the article, 23 times. And all these people are trying to get a piece because they all smell that unbelievable dollar sign. They all smell the cash. And isn't it really sad? And it really breaks your heart when you think of that. And now I see where they're going to renege on a commitment to John Calipari in Memphis. And it's just complete chaos. I'll tell you this. I have a better chance of growing here than Amare Stoudemire does of playing college basketball.